Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Good morning, folks. Steve Williamson, Mike Costantino sitting across from me here. Last week we talked a bit, but he wants to talk about an article called How the GOP Overreach Put Arizona Back into Play. It's by Terry Green Sterling, who we've heard speak.
She was here in Sedona, yeah.
Yeah, she's an expert on immigration. She mostly tells stories rather than big theoretical stuff. But I noticed, Mike, that the articles in Rolling Stone,
yeah,
and the articles I read are in distinguished journals, of political thought.
Yeah.
So tell us why you want to talk about this.
Well, this, you know, it's my maturity level hasn't progressed past, rock and roll. But seriously, remember the mottos of the New York Times was all the news that was fit to print. And the motto of the Rolling Stone was all the news that fits.
It's actually an excellent magazine. I mean, the political reporting is first rate. But what Terry Green's point, Terry Green Sterling's point, I think, is that the Arizona politics has gotten so over the top, right wing, so extreme in every way you can sort of think of. There's going to be some kind of reaction, right? Pushback, bounce back, what do you call it?
Good, yeah, pushback. That's our theme this morning, is the extreme Arizona legislature and the extremes in Arizona politics, both real and imagined. We're going to look at some extreme proposed legislation and how those extreme legislators have provided some pushback, and as far as some pundits are concerned, put Arizona back in play.
Let's look at some of the extreme legislation. I want to take up unemployment a little bit later because I want to see if we can pull out the differences between Democrats and Republicans on an issue like unemployment, where it seems to us Democrats that, you know, you get unemployed and the first thing Republicans want to do is beat up on you and blame you for it.
Right.
Sometimes it might be your fault, but very often it's a result of bigger factors. But go ahead, Mike. What kind of wonderful legislation does our local legislature have?
Well, no, actually I want to talk about that. The denial of trends, that state trends, you know, statewide trends, national trends, things that where people end up out of work. Even SB 1070, you know, the anti-immigration bill ended up depressing construction work and certainly tourism and put people out of work. And yet, on the other end, what was the legislation?
All right, well, let's take it up now, Mike.
The fellow is
Republican legislator Steve Smith, like his first name, but other than that. And he says he's quoted, as if you are fortunate enough for your state to pay you while you are looking for a job, as far as I am concerned, the very least you should do is be in the suitable state of mind to search for a job. This is about drug testing, mandated drug testing. They also want, you're recently unemployed, you're out of work, and they want you to pay for the drug test. Okay. Now, what's going on here? Unemployment insurance is insurance. As a taxpayer, you don't exactly pay it. It's not collected in your taxes. It's collected from employers. It's part of the pay that people receive who are employed.
Exactly.
So they take millions and millions of, say, of employed person paying a tiny amount of money, their employer paying a tiny amount of money, a few dollars, for each employee. And then when somebody gets unemployed, they take that same money. It's an insurance system. It's not some big gift from the government. You basically have paid the unemployment insurance in, and now you're taking the unemployment insurance out because you got unemployed. It's not this gift from Steve Smith.
And we're using that as one example of the kind of our theme this morning, the extreme legislation, extreme legislators of Arizona. Look at House Bill 2640, taking the limits off the size of ammunition magazines used by hunters.
I like the one about using silencers.
Allowing hunters to use silencers. Bill. Yeah, these are current bills.
I mean, you know, when I was growing up in Oklahoma, folks, I can't think of a self-respecting hunter that would want any of this legislation. I hunted when I was young.
And this is allowing, and some of these are funny and frivolous. Some are more serious. SB 1365, allowing people to breach the contracts citing religious beliefs. This is a, go ahead. Yeah.
There's always a gray area here where civil law and religious belief interact. And generally, civil law in a civil society triumphs. In other words, I believe in human sacrifice.
Right.
The civil law calls it murder.
I can't go
do human sacrifice. And I can go and say, yeah, our religion, but we believe in human sacrifice, which a lot of religions did in the past. So you can't punish me. I can commit all the human sacrifice I want to. So our society is extremely complex, and these edges about abortion, about contraception, and about all these other issues come into play when different religions with very different beliefs interact with civil society. Right. And so what this law, though, would do would mean that basically you could breach contracts citing religious belief. It caused total chaos, basically,
yeah.
because,
yeah.
you know, everybody can cite anything. We can make up a religion and say, you know, it believes that I shouldn't have to pay my back taxes or whatever it is you want. So it's something that has to be worked out kind of by negotiated interaction between civil society and all the different religious groups with all their different beliefs about all different kinds of things.
A lot of this legislation, it should be said, is posturing. Even the Republicans know it's never going to be law because it's going to be struck down by the courts. It's unconstitutional in many cases. But it's like
the unemployment law. I mean, they've talked to the people at the William E. Morrison Institute, which is a studies legislation, and they said that the law requiring everybody to take a drug test is by federal law, an illegal search and seizure. You know, they grabbed you, they tell you have to do this. It's an illegal search or seizure if you don't do it for a particular reason. So they believe that this law, like Mike's talking about, is going to be declared unconstitutional. That doesn't keep people from putting it in, right, Mike?
Right. Well, it's like the Independent Redistricting Commission funding bill that some Republicans in the state want to deny. The IRC is mandated by the Constitution, and therefore they have to fund it. And the funding, by the way, is very clear in the law. And then the
state sues the commission and causes them millions of dollars worth of legal fees, and then they don't want to pay the bill that they constitutionally have to pay for having done all this. In other words, they want a grandstand. They don't like the way the reapportionment was done. It's a little too fair this year, I think, Mike, and it's very upsetting to some.
Yeah, they didn't see the IRC as being they didn't see it as being independent. I mean, if we want to really look at their side, and some of these things there are two sides, and some of these things there just isn't. There just isn't another side. There just isn't anything on. It's not a difference in point of view, as I've said in other shows.
Arizona, like all the other states, has a National Guard. Mike, you were in the National Guard.
I was in the Arizona National Guard. So 5 years.
Yeah, but something else is happening in Arizona. Something else is happening, which is our Tea Party Republican Senate has an Arizona Special Missions Unit, border militia, that wouldn't be part of the national and state combination that we use the National Guard for. It'd be a separate. Cost $1.4 million a year, something like that. I may not have the exact figure. And they'd send it down to the border.
Right.
And they have really strict regulations to get in this thing.
Yeah, it's more anti-Obama stuff. Tom and I are both looking for a job down there on the border. We think we could do a good job setting up some fires.
I'd go for it if you could be there in like April and May. It's July, August. Never worry me. It does cost it's estimated to cost, folks, $1.4 million a year. There's also some setup costs, which, of course, are even greater. Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Because basically illegal immigration has been dropping like almost stone-like the last few years because there's no jobs for people to come to.
Well, this is how we get the extreme reputation, both statewide and nationwide. People come. Some people came to a meeting the other day and said, we didn't move to Arizona, we moved to the Verde Valley. It's just too bad it happens to be in Arizona. It was kind of an interesting comment. But one of the things that the Green article pointed out was pushback, and I'm waving.
Give us an example.
I'm waving this article around here.
Give us an example.
From the Arizona Republic from November 30th when the, you can't mention extreme legislation in Arizona without mentioning the American Legislative Exchange Council. That corporate group, corporate legislative group that writes a lot of the laws, that wrote, was responsible in large part for SB 1070, and the sources here are numerous, but Common Cause did a great job of doing a side-by-side comparison of the laws of Arizona and the ALEC legislation, the model legislation that some of these legislators get. But there was a meeting in Phoenix, November 30th, and we're talking about pushback here. A couple of hundred protesters, 200 according to the report, went down, were pepper sprayed. They were simply protesting the connection between the legislators and the corporations through the American Legislative Exchange Council and the kind of laws that were coming out of there. And so there's that kind of pushback.
And Russell Pierce was recalled. He was too extreme. Too angry thing, but at the one point, they called him the King of Arizona. He was the most powerful. He was the most powerful legislator, most powerful Republican in the state.
And they called him the King because he didn't even consult with his own party.
Apparently not.
But we had Andre Cherney on here a while back, and the name of his show, by the way, was The End of Extreme Politics in Arizona, because some of the studies, and certainly the Democrats, see that Arizona is much more moderate than the extreme reputation that we have. And
what
moderates can win here.
Yeah, is that the when you look at the registration, it's about, the Republicans have an advantage, but it's about one-third Republican, about one-third Democrat, and about one-third independent. It's not like the state feels like it's governed by 80% Republican control, but actually most Arizonans are in a much more moderate frame of mind. How do we, I think we need to take up a further meeting, a discussion, Mike. How do we get such an extreme legislature, given the fact that most Arizonans are sort of somewhere in the middle? They're conservative about this. They're liberal on some social issues.
There's some great polls, and we'll talk about those, but we want to segue into the war on women, both by Arizona and what we're going to call the war on women, by Arizona and nationally. We have some shows coming up with some women on here speaking for their gender.
Yeah, over the next 2 weeks. I mean, some people think war on women is a little bit kind of over-the-top title. It's a war on women's abilities to choose important things like
healthcare,
like reproduction and healthcare for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's an attack not on women but on their rights.
Well, that's it. Yeah,
even and their control of their lives, rather than the government controlling their ideas on contraception or pregnancy.
Right, and religion will play into this also.
Yeah, I mean, this is a complex society. You got to remember, there's 6.4 million, I think it is, Arizonans now. Population has gone up extremely in 10 years. There are more than 311 million Americans. This is not the country of our founding fathers. This is a huge, complex, multicultural society. We have to begin to adjust to it more intelligently and I think more carefully. Is that
talk about women's issues next time? VVID.org if you want to hear this podcast.
Thank you very much for folks. Next week, visit our podcast. They're really good. All of our, almost a year that we've been on the radio now, they're all there available. They're really easy to download. You just basically click on a button, and you can hear any of the programs you want to. You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.